years of working here at WCCO for all these years is you got to work in a hallway full of broadcasting legends. And there were a lot of them here at WCCO through the years. And among them, that guy right there, our good friend Ray Christensen. So sad to report this morning he has passed away at the age of 92, the voice of the Minnesota Gophers. And not only that, Michael, but he was here doing news and often referred to as the Renaissance man with his love of arts, his love of classical music. And just a wonderful human being.
He used to do broadcasts from Orchestra Hall for the Minneapolis Orchestra and then Minnesota Orchestra and reading the news here. Just a heck of a nice guy off the air.
Grew up in South Minneapolis and was on WCCO radio for 50 years. He did his 510th final Gopher game in the fall of 2000 and did Gopher basketball for 45 consecutive seasons. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's got a, I remember the day that we put up the banner there, watched Ray's banner go up at the roof of Williams Arena. So the next time you get a Gopher game, like when they played this week against Iowa, hopefully you'll have a chance to just kind of look up that and salute one of our good friends. Not only that, but he served his country in the United States Army in World War II as well. And he was a wonderful guy. And Mike, he was so welcoming. In fact, when I started here, just a brief story, I'm going to ramble on and I got to make sure we will a little bit later on this morning, but start talking about him, and you start thinking about stories. But my little daughter, when we moved here, was 6 months old. So I'm down at the end of the hallway. They're showing me where I'm going to be sitting. And my daughter was in here with somebody carried her to the other side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And as I look down the hallway, I see Ray Christensen on the floor playing with little Rachel.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, he was that kind of guy. He was bigger than big can be in our business, but he was not too big for anybody. Very humble man. And, boy, he'll be missed. Ray Christensen passing away at the age of 92.
Legendary voice.
Gets it in now to Guyton. He starts it up court. He'll take the shot. You can count on it. He does. It's very short. And the Gophers have upset the number one team in the nation, Indiana, 77-75.
Joining us right now is my good friend and our good friend here in CCO land. Many of you listeners remember our buddy Bruce Hogevic. Bruce, good morning.
Well, good morning, Dave, and I'm so sad to hear about the passing of Ray, and that clip they just played was such a classic Ray Christensen. As everybody knows who worked with him and was familiar with him, he was the consummate gentleman and the consummate professional. The one thing about Ray is that, as you know, Dave, he was so versatile. When I first came to the station, he was doing a classical music show at night and then doing a sporting event the next day. So he was kind of the all-purpose wash, I guess you could say. He could do almost anything in radio.
Yeah, he really was a Renaissance man. And Bruce, another guy that you worked with for many years, that was in that same newsroom that you guys would huddle in every morning with Steve Murphy. And Murph, your thoughts on Ray Christensen passing away at the age of 92 yesterday?
Well, you know, it's hard to talk about Ray without using the word ultimate, because as Bruce was just saying, he was the ultimate professional, but he was the ultimate gentleman. I don't think I knew anyone kinder.
He certainly was, and I always remember every Christmas he would come in and give each of us in the newsroom a bottle of wine for the holiday time, and that's the kind of guy he was. He always looked after people around him. He was, as everybody says, just the ultimate gentleman.
And, you know, Bruce and Steve, as you know better than anyone else does, in the newsroom and in our business, you need to keep your sense of humor about you. And one of the things that we don't talk about with Ray a lot was that wonderful dry wit he had.
Very much so. And he was always coming in, not always, but frequently would come into the newsroom with a cartoon out of the New Yorker magazine, and that, of course, is wry humor. And he gets the biggest kick out of some of those cartoons in the New Yorker magazine.
He loved puns as well. I was just telling my wife when we heard the sad news, Dave, about Ray passing away. He loved puns, and somebody, and Bruce, you'll remember this, someone kept a salt shaker from a diner in the newsroom for whenever they wanted to toss it on a tomato or something. And one day, he took that salt shaker and he put it in a box. We also had batteries around the newsroom all the time for our tape players. And he put a size D battery in there and put the box on my desk. And he said, "You know what that is?" And I said, "What?" He says, "A Salton battery."
Well, the thing that, and that's typical Ray Murph.
Very much so.
You know what, Bruce, I was just going to mention one of the things that I admired about the guy, and I know you guys did as well, and anybody that knew him, was his love of his family. And, of course, his wife, Ramona, but Tom and Sue and Jim. And, man, he was so in love with his family. It was a great mentoring moment for a lot of us to see his devotion to them.
And all of his kids have been so successful in life and easily understandable with the guidance from a guy like Ray. I remember, too, saying or talking to a former program director, Bi Napier, who passed away, too, I think 2 or 3 years ago, that he said Ray was the program director's dream because no matter what slot you had to fill, especially in an emergency, if somebody called in, couldn't make it or whatever, Ray could jump in there and do it. Again, back to that versatility that he had.
Murph, you may remember this too, when Bruce, you were in the newsroom when he came to me, and I know I told you guys immediately afterwards when I walked in and we were laughing about this. It was 99 or 98. He came to me and says, "Dave, I hope you don't mind, and if it's okay with you, I'd like to do Gophers so I can get to 50 years. And I said, I said, "Ray, why in the world would I mind?" And I mean, but he knew the succession. I didn't, but that was Ray. He was humble enough to say, "Do you mind if I get to 50 years?"
And, that's Ray.
Yeah, that's how that humble Ray. He was.
And he had this voice of authority,
yes.
During tornado warnings. And bad storm warnings, they would play the recordings of Ray announcing that the tornado is perhaps imminent somewhere in CCO land. And when you heard that Ray Christensen voice, you paid attention to it.
Did anyone enunciate better than Ray?
No.
No.
You know? And Dave, you've been playing the sound bites, the great golden moments from the Gopher games. And that voice of authority was his hallmark. But the other thing I recalled this morning when you were playing those was what Bruce and I used to call the Ray Christensen growl. And I know you'll remember it, too. I remember once listening, and this is just one of many examples, that Sam Jacobson is taking it down court for a fast break, and he says, and he's going in, he slams it. Always had the Ray Christensen growl for one of those golden moments.
One of the times I laughed out loud as I was listening is the referee made a call that Ray didn't like, and he says, the official's name, he says, he may have stayed in the Big Ten one too many years.
That's Ray.
Yeah.
And coming from Ray, you know, that's a pretty severe criticism.
Well, I knew you guys would have lots of stories. I know there's many more, but Bruce Hogovic and Steve Murphy were such great newsmen here at CCO for the many years, Hall of Famers themselves, talking about one of the guys that they would work with every day here in the newsroom. Fellas, thank you. Good to hear your voices again.
Good to be with you, man.
Steve Murphy, Bruce Hogovic talking about Ray Christensen passing away yesterday at the age of 92.
North Stars hockey tonight on CCO. Al Shaver and Steve Cannon will bring you the game. The North Stars in Vancouver, a home game.
The voice of Ray Christensen passing away at the age of 92 yesterday. Longtime voice of Minnesota Gophers, but more than that, news here. And, of course, classical music he was an expert on. Ray Christensen started at WCCO a number of years ago, back in 1963, and then he eventually retired about 2000, believe it or not. We've asked a couple of good friends of Ray to join us. One would be Dave Mona, and the other one, Dr. Mark Dienhardt. David, let me start with you and your memories of Ray.
Well, my first memory of Ray was probably pre-WCCO, like so many other kids here grew up listening to Ray call Gopher football, and I remember raking a big pile of leaves in the backyard, grabbing my football and then diving over the pile of the leaves, reciting as best I could Ray's line, and Hagberg goes airborne for the touchdown.
Dr. Mark Dienhardt's with us. Mark, you had the pleasure of working with Ray doing the analysis one time.
I did, Dave. In 1993, just before the Wisconsin game, unfortunately, Paul Flatley's mother suffered a very severe stroke, and he had to leave town to get back to Indiana. He left on a Friday. The game was Saturday, and unfortunately she passed away that evening, so he wasn't able to get back in time for the game, and Ray put a call into me and asked if I would fill in doing color. And I remember thinking at the time, what in the heck am I going to have to say that would be of any value? And I remember the game distinctly for two reasons. One, the Gophers won. That was in the Jim Wacker era, and I'm afraid the wins were few and far between, and Wisconsin was pretty darn good, too. The second thing was that it was like being walked through the forest with somebody holding your hand. Ray was throwing me softballs along the way, and when it was all over, I said to him, "You know, Ray, a trained chimp would do pretty well alongside you, the way you handled the whole thing." And the last thing I told him was, "Pass the bananas." And I know he put that in a memoir that he assembled. He was just a wonderful human being.
Yeah, David, you had a chance to work with him in the booth as well as listening to him as you grew up here on CCO.
Oh, you're right, David. And there's just so many memories. I know I was listening to Bruce and Steve talk about his sense of humor. And it would come at you so quickly sometimes, you'd have to scratch your head and say, "Did he really say that?" The illustration that I can think of clearly, he loved the band. He loved music. So he would always take every chance he could at halftime to capture a little of the band music. We were in the Metrodome. The band was playing the William Tell Overture. He took as much of it as he could. Then he had to go to a commercial spot. And without hesitation, he said, "And so now we take you from... let me see, I want to get this right. From the Lone Ranger to the Lone Ranger." And it was an ad by Hal Greenwood for Midwest Federal.
And, of course, Dr. Dienhardt, his banner got hung up at the University of Minnesota at Williams Arena a few years back.
And very deservedly so. You know, when I first met Ray, all I could think of was this great big voice that I heard on the radio. And all of you know that, you know, Ray was a diminutive guy and very, very scholarly and, again, was tremendously urbane, and he was a giant of a guy in very different kinds of ways than you would have expected listening to him, but one of the very best, and having that banner up there was a great move on the university's part.
David, I remember a friend went to the Mass one time, and I think it was in Rosemont, where he was a lector. And he said he's kind of, you know, he's paying attention, but he's probably not paying attention he should. And then all of a sudden he hears Ray's voice reading from the scriptures. I better pay attention. It sounded like God talking.
Yeah, he could read the phone book, and he would have paid attention. He had that phenomenal enunciation. And as the play got more important and bigger, Ray just had a way of capturing it, not with a lot of words. I mean, like Vin Scully, fairly Spartan in his call, but you would hear it and you knew what was happening. I can think of the game at Penn State where the Gophers were massive underdogs, and they won on the field goal. They had a nicer field goal. It was the snap, the spot, the kick. He got it away. It's good! And, you know, that was Ray.
He was a renaissance man, without question, with all the things that he did in this broadcasting business. David, I appreciate your time this morning. Dr. Dienhardt, always good to talk to you as well. Thanks for sharing those thoughts this morning.
Thanks, Dave.
Ray Christensen passing away yesterday at the age of 92, a Hall of Fame broadcaster.
Floyd of Rosedale wasn't always a bronze pig. The original Floyd was healthy and full of life, running through Governor Floyd B. Olson's office in late November of 1935. The symbol of the Minnesota-Iowa football rivalry started as an attempt to ease tensions prior to the 1935 game.
Inside the right hash mark bar a little bit. The ball is put down. The kick is up. It is good!
Good!
Time is out. The game is over. Minnesota has upset Michigan 20-17. And there is pandemonium on the field as the Gophers are going crazy and the band members coming out to join the craziness.
Boy, as Dave said, Ray loved that band. Ray Christensen, longtime broadcaster here at WCCO and for Gopher Sports, has passed away at the age of 92. Tom Tigan was one of those guys on that team back in the day that beat Michigan and had just a powerhouse team here at Minnesota. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Boy, you just had me driving through and then heard the news, unfortunately, but you played on those teams.
Yes, sir.
And you, position-wise, I mean, I would think that Coach Warmath made you guys go probably two ways in some cases, offense and defense once in a while.
Well, I played the defense. I was Sandy Stevens' replacement. On this particular day, why Warmath came to the end of the bench and said, "Tiger, go in and call a goal line defense. We got to have the ball."
And, of course, Ray was the voice. And I know, Tom, if I'm not mistaken, you grew up out in the Aberdeen area.
Yes.
And that the CCO had that big signal. And, man, he was on the broadcast years ago, and you could hear him wherever you were for the most part.
That's correct. And I would come in on Monday morning on the train and go home on Fridays on the train.
Wow, man. But boy, you had a powerhouse team back in the day, didn't you?
Well, when you have people like Bobby Bell and Carl Eller, Judge Dixon, Dwayne Blaska was a teammate of mine, it brings back precious memories.
Well, Tom, I appreciate you giving us a buzz here on your way through town. Nice to hear your voice again. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and go Gophers.
There he is, Tom Tigan. Isn't that something? He was listening here about on Ray's passing, and as he said, back up to Sandy Stevens playing defense as well. And, boy, those guys were pretty good back in the day, 60, 61, 62. WCCO time is 8:38. We'll talk with Sid Harbin, the Hall of Famer, coming up in a couple of minutes. WCCO time, 8:47, remembering Ray Christensen this morning. Paul Dillon on the line. Hi, Paul.
How are you doing, Dave?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Well, I was doing pretty good until I heard the news that our good friend Ray passed away, and just thought I'd call in and express my feelings. I had the opportunity over years to have some great times with Ray. Our good friend Clem Askins called me this morning, and he wanted to pass on his feelings also.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much for sharing that, Paul. I appreciate that. I know you knew him well. What a nice guy, huh?
Great, great.
Yeah,
I think
sometimes we hear these broadcasters, and if you on the air, as with Ray, when there was really no TV to speak of like it is now, it's a whole different game now, but mostly radio back in the day, and you just became identified with the broadcasters, particularly someone like Ray. But for everybody who never met him, I would tell you, you missed out. He was just a wonderful person. Paul, thank you very much.
You bet. Good day. We look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, same here. Traffic and weather coming up next.